Hey there, adventurers. Get those headphones adjusted, immerse yourself in fantasy, and roll the intro. Everybody, let's see who's standing around the table. Valindrian, Zex, and Vinthro, make perception checks.
Natural 20.
Okay.
I like this time.
You see, as he stands up, like right kind of off to his left side of his body, like kind of right, like right against his ribs, you see something shine that's like has a golden tip. And you see some,
oh, that idiot.
You just get the ever so slightest look at a handle that has gold and etchings into it that look like hieroglyphs.
The fucking idiot brought the spyglass.
Hey, I never said they were smart, all right?
No, you did not.
No. All right, well, at this point, I think our meeting has adjourned. So, Luxus, Raku. You know what to do.
Shut up!
And everybody roll for initiative.
Yeah.
Cue the battle music.
I think.
For future self. And combat begins. So, the first up in initiative is the female half-orc who is going to... She's going to run straight at you, Vinthro.
Oh, great. Of course I get the big lady.
And swing with her battle axe. Ooh, probably misses. A 10? Does a 10 hit?
No, does not hit.
All right. She swings with her battle axe once and misses you and then comes around for a second swing, but this time is a 15 and cuts you.
I would like
right
to use my reaction.
Okay.
As duelist, defensive duelist to,
parry
it. Parry.
I think it's called
with my rapier. Yeah, parry.
Okay.
With my parry.
How does that work rapier exactly? You have
so to it brings my AC to 15.
Oh, okay, perfect. Then it matches. And as soon as her back swing comes, you parry it away with your. You use a scimitar, right?
No, rapier.
Oh, your rapier. You parry it away with your rapier, and she snarls and looks a little upset.
I don't want to take a D12 damage
after
right now.
After that is the cultists' turn, and they're just going to start charging in. So the ones on the, we'll call this the north part of the cellar, runs up to Kronos. One runs up to Vinthro. I know names. and one's going to run up to Zex. So, I'm going to make three attacks real quick, all with scimitars. Okay. So, the one that runs up to Kronos, I got a 19. Does that hit? Okay.
Yep.
Then throw, I got a 14.
Hits.
Okay. And then Zex's attacker rolled a 5, so that definitely misses. So... as all three of them charge in, one slashes across your chest, Kronos, doing 7 points of damage, and then the one next to him lunges at Vinthro and piercing you for 8 damage.
Ooh.
In your shoulder, and then the one that tries to take a swipe at Zex, she like rolls, like kicks the chair back out from the table and rolls backwards out of it to block, like dodge out of his attack's way. All right, there is 3 more in the room. One is gonna flank Kronos, so Kronos, now you're being flanked and he will have advantage on attacking you, both of them.
Everybody has advantage on every single attack. I just
I forgot about that. I'm not rerolling for everything so far. And then these two, well, one of them runs up to you, Valindrian, and one of them runs up to you, Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
Bernard is invisible.
Huh?
Bernard is invisible still.
Are you really?
Yeah, he's still invisible. Oh,
you guys talked about it, but never said you were actually casting it. So, okay. Well, sorry, Valendrian, you have two people attacking you, and they have advantage now. And I got two 19s for both.
Your character, please.
And
what about it?
So two of them, this. One stabs into your shoulder, and one cuts you across your chest, doing 9 points of damage to you.
In total?
Yes, in total.
All right.
You guys do remember there are two cultists outside the door, but they aren't coming in until they are needed. So that is their turn. Next up is Lixis. Kronos, you're on deck. Lixis is gonna, I hate to do it, but my bad guys are bad, run up to you, Valendrian, and has
she gets
damage.
A four.
I don't get a roll.
What? Lixis is the redhead human.
Yeah, but
you're being attacked.
Didn't you roll 10? I'm 12. I'm the combat trigger.
I'm sorry. Yep. No, you're right. You go first.
Shatter.
Okay. What does Shatter do?
Cast
an area of effect thunder spell.
Yes. Shatter. It should.
Okay.
Then saving throw Constitution 13.
13. Three saving throws. So
three
half orc and the two cultists that are kind of right in front of your face will make this. Natural 20, 17, and 11. So I'm guessing one of the cultists fails.
Okay. And damage is normal hit. 12. So half on the guys that saved.
The one cultist that didn't save dies.
Thank God.
Ooh.
So let me,
very cool.
I'm just gonna.
Then I would like to use my
then,
bonus
and
action.
And then what was it? 12 half.
12 damage. Half, so 6 damage.
6. Okay. Okay.
And then I would like to use my bonus action for. No, let's just. No bonus action.
Okay.
I would like to move a little bit up in the shadowed area now, around the orc over here.
Okay.
And that's my turn.
All right. So you conjure up a thunderous wave, and you see this wave shatter out in a diameter, and instantly just breaks all the bones in one of the cultists' body, and he crumbles to the ground, not breathing or moving. But the other two seem to resolve themselves and stand firm. And they don't. They definitely took some damage, but didn't take either of them down. All right, now it is Lixis's turn, which we already know what she's going to do. Run up and attack Valendrian.
She will get a 4 on her attack.
Okay, on
at
her
first
attack,
one.
She gets a 4.
Yeah.
On her second attack, she rolls a 15 to hit.
Yeah, that's one above.
Okay.
Can you give her the other one?
No. Well, true, but...
as she's running towards you and making her first swing, and you step back, and then time speeds up to normal speed, and she slashes, and she looks a little confused on why she didn't hit, but then she comes back with a second, like a joust instead of a slash, and does 7 points of piercing damage to you.
I can... Wait, Portent doesn't use my reaction, does it?
No,
I don't think so.
I don't know. I've never used Portent before.
Then I would like to cast Shield on the second attack.
Okay.
Makes,
no damage.
Exceeds 15 then. So it blocks off a magical shield.
Yes. As she goes in for the thrust, a magical shield appears in front of you and bounces the blade back towards her. And she does not get a hit on you. All right. That is Kronos up.
Yeah.
Remember, you have advantage on every attack.
Yep.
So, I'm surrounded. I've got a guy on the left of me. Well, a guy in front of me and a guy behind me, right?
Hmm.
So, I'm going to punch the first guy and then with the second attack, punch the guy behind me as well. So
okay, two roll attacks, your damage.
Two punches on both guys. So it's... Wait, not damage, it's attack, right?
Yes.
It's I get attack. Advantage as well, right? On both
yes.
rolls?
Yes.
Advantage on both rolls.
So that's an 18 to hit one.
24 to hit.
24 to hit,
yes,
sorry.
That definitely hits.
So 24, so I hit one, and then...
Yeah, that hits
23
too.
To hit the other one.
Okay.
So then I do. That's eight damage to one of them.
Okay.
And then.
That's max damage.
Eight damage to the other one.
Wow. Okay. All right. With a fury of blows, you see Kronos punch the guy in front of him in the nose and then brings his elbow back to break the nose of the one behind him.
How are they looking?
The nose breaker.
They're looking pretty bloodied from that. They look pretty dazed.
And I'm going to use a key point.
Okay.
So that takes a key point out of my thingy. Out of my pool. So I use a key point and I do... flow of blows, so I get another two more attacks.
Okay.
And I do exactly the same. I try and punch one in front of me. Again with advantage.
Yep, that hits.
So, yeah. And then the one behind me. So, natural 20.
He did.
Yeah, okay. Roll your damage up.
Damage, that's another 8.
Oh my god, the fucking match. Okay. Fucking force of the goddamn
force. No, that's the wrong one.
Yes, it is.
You just need to roll damage.
Damage, normal.
And then
another
plus
8.
Plus 4.
But it gets
so
doubled.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he definitely
did. Roll again the damage.
Both
the
of them,
one.
They. You do a wide, like, wide swing on the first one, and you hear a crack in his neck, and his eyes go cross, and he hits the ground dead. And then you swing and kick the guy in the ribs behind you, and you hear a bone crack, and then you see it kind of not really pierce the skin, but you see a bone, like, protrude from the skin, like there's now a bump. And you see blood just start pouring out of his mouth, and he also dies.
Okay, and then I get my movement speed as well.
Yes.
Yes.
So I'm going to run behind these two over here,
yep.
who are attacking Valendrian, and then that is the end of
your
my turn.
Okie dokie.
Oh, wait, I've killed two, so I also get temporary hit points for killing both of them.
Okay.
Just from the one, because they don't stack.
They don't stack.
Yeah.
I cannot remember what I did regarding that.
Should be on your character sheet under features.
Gain my level as temporary HP.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you get 4 hit points.
So temporary hit points.
Temporary.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I get an additional 4 hit points.
Okay.
Yes.
Temporary hit points, not on top of your.
Yep.
Yes.
Temp.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Good turn. Valendrian, you are, in no better way to describe it, surrounded. What would you like to do?
Yeah. He waves his hand and casts Mirror Image.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah. Disadvantage on all attacks.
It produces 3 duplicates of himself, which appear... Whoops. And yeah, they look exactly like him. They do the same motions that I do.
Oh my God.
And that's my action and my turn.
Must roll 6 or higher to change the attacks.
So if an attack should hit me, their AC is 12. No, it's dexterity 10
plus dex.
So it's 11. Okay. They have 11 AC, and when it hits you, I roll a d20, and when it's above 6, the duplicate gets destroyed. If it's lower, it hits myself.
I like it. All righty. Anything else you want to do with your turn?
Nope, not really.
Okay.
Can't do much without provoking an attack of opportunity.
Yeah, Bernard, you are up. You are currently invisible.
Right, Bernard's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, you sneaky fucking
5,
bastard.
I suppose. He's going to sneak up to the Dragonborn. He's going to position his rapier sort of from the side of the chair towards his, like, where you know, the kidney spot.
Oh, fuck,
the
yeah.
Lower
okay.
back, sort of up. And he's going to whisper up to him, so, like, try not to get hurt by others. I suggest you give the map and the lens to our lizard folk companion here.
Okay, so what we're going to do for this is, first off, I need a sneak check, even though you're invisible. And I'll give you advantage because this fighting's going on and you're invisible. And obviously the Dragonborn doesn't know you're in here and is focused on the battle.
I got a 12 plus 4 is 16.
Okay. I'll roll perception at disadvantage for the Dragonborn. Oh yeah, you definitely work. So you get up behind him. Why don't you roll an intimidation check as you whisper these words?
Yeah, you got it. Oh wait, I rolled advantage for some reason. That's a 3. Do I have an inspiration?
Okay.
I don't.
You go up to him and you put your blade up, you whisper those words. He says, I think you are underestimating some of us.
Stab him.
Can I stab him?
You can stab him. With advantage, obviously.
I'm a booming blade stab him.
Okay.
With advantage.
With advantage because I'm invisible and because just...
And because double advantage.
No,
just because of my thing.
Because of Windthrow, you know? Right, 16 plus 4 plus 6, so like 22.
Yeah, you fucking hit.
Right, and as the blade starts going in, Bernard flashes into visibility as just this rose-tinted blade goes up the Dragonborn's side. So that's 6 plus another 6, so 12 piercing damage.
Christ.
As the Dragonborn also starts to sort of vibrate a little bit. So if he moves, he's going to take more damage as well.
Nice. Shit. Okay. You see him like cough up some blood. And
wrong call, buddy.
Turn the favor. And it is Zex's turn. She is going to attack. She's gonna kind of step right here and just attack the cultist with her long sword. She hits. All right, so you see her just come with a good slash right across his chest, exposing his bare skin, and blood starts to pour out of his chest. Actually, he already took damage. He's dead.
Yeah. Hell yeah!
Yeah, the cut's a lot deeper than I first originally described it, and a lot of blood starts pouring out of it, and he is now dead. Okay, that's Zex's turn. Now it is Dragonborn's turn.
I mean, what's the third name?
Nope. Not unless you force it out of me. Okay, what's he gonna do?
He's gonna die. That's what you're gonna do. He chose poorly.
Bernard the Rogue.
He's going to start. So, like, anytime it does any kind of motion, he takes damage?
No, move.
No, if he moves.
Okay. He's not gonna move. He's gonna spin around. And as he starts spinning around, he is going. His hand starts to form a, like, snow kind of. And I start. Forming around his hands, and he says, I had something good for this, but I forgot it. He doesn't say anything, and he's gonna cast chilling touch on me.
He says exactly that.
He's gonna cast again.
Something good for this.
Chilling touch.
I don't know, just die. And
you must realize you are doomed.
Which is something like that. Not advantage. No advantage.
Nope.
Can you repeat what I need to do?
But I did roll an 18 on disadvantage.
Oh,
yeah, I'm rolling disadvantage, good today, boys. So I got just
what's being cast on me?
Chill touch. So
no, you don't get high just by touching. Yeah.
I mean, if he hits, chill, I'm going to use absorb elements. Yeah, to get resistance to cold damage.
Ooh.
Well, this is necrotic damage, which I don't really understand why chill touch is necrotic, but it is.
Yeah,
necrotic.
I'm so
sorry
then.
Never mind. I can't do that then.
That's okay. Could I? Sorry, but
sorry. I sort of. Could I just shield then? Because it's an attack.
Well, I got an 18 to hit.
Yeah, I mean, if I shield, I get myself up to 20.
Oh, well, fuck you. All right.
You jump back and
lift up your shield as this chilling hand that is not really chilly and it's more necrotic. They need to change that over there.
It's only melee weapon attack that gets advantage.
That's stupid. And you block the spell from doing any damage. But you do see him starting to conjure it up again. He's going to use some sorcery points.
Ooh!
Shield lasts till the end of the turn.
It does. End of the turn? Okay. Yeah. Well, I got a 19, so. Still doesn't hit. Buddy. You lift up your shield again and kind of bash away the spell, and it does not affect you at all.
That's really poor spell casting, you know? I can do it, too.
Fuck you, all right? Just fuck you, little dude. And it's
I'm not even a full caster
with Raku.
Oh no.
And she's gonna swing her battle axe at you, Finthro.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, might miss. 12?
That's my no, misses. My AC is 13 now.
Yeah, she swings once, swings again. This one might hit 16.
Yeah, that hits even if I repel it.
So on her backswing, she slashes you across the chest again, doing 2 points of damage.
Oh, thank God.
rolled
I'm so afraid of that fucking battle axe. Just saying.
Two? Yeah, rolled.
Two with a battle axe? Holy shit.
She only got plus one, apparently.
Yeah. All right. Then it's the Colt's turn. Then it's Finthro. You're on deck. The remaining cultists that were outside are going to move in. So they're going to go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Boom. Boom.
Oh, perfect spot.
And they're going to make it into the room, but can't make it to you guys. What? Okay, there we go. And then the other two are going to attack all the Valendrians that are around you. You got a natural one and a three.
Those do not hit.
Okay. Wait, they swing and like all of you move at once.
Yeah.
And you just dodge much. Out of the way.
Yes.
Like, what the fuck? And now it is Vinthra's turn.
I'm just waiting for Valendrin to get to that point in the whole casting thing where he's like, Dormammu, I've come to bargain.
What? What was that?
Dormammu, I've come to bargain.
I don't know that.
Doctor Strange is a Marvel film. Basically, he's like stops time, but he like keeps looping time over and over and over and over and over again. And every single time he dies, I was waiting for you just to be like, yeah, kill me. And then it repeats itself again.
All right. Bye. Vinthro, you are up.
Would like to attack the bitch with my rapier.
Dude.
Oh, with advantage.
Don't forget advantage.
Yes, so that would be. And now I need to know what my rapier is plus. It is plus 18.
Okay. That hits.
Okay, and it is a D8, I believe. Or is it a D6?
For a rapier?
Yeah. Give me a D6. That is 4 damage. Hell yeah.
4 damage. All right.
Yeah.
You cut her on her forearm and she like looks down at it and laughs.
Fine. That's totally fine. Totally fine. I would like to use bonus action, body inspiration, draw a new card so nobody casts advantage anymore.
Okay.
No, I need it.
Don't worry, you'll get something else, I'm guessing. I don't like this one. Mercenary.
That's not
a creature may sacrifice a gemstone worth of at least 10 gold pieces to gain plus 2 attack, plus 2 AC, or plus 1d6 damage. Anybody got gemstones on them?
No. But it's better than everybody getting advantage.
That's true.
Yes. True.
All right. Is that your turn?
Yeah, that's my turn. I need gemstones, apparently.
Okay. next up is Lixis.
She's like waving at her, and the mirror image just
doing the same thing. What the fuck? And just starts swinging. First hey, one's a two. Wow, I rolled 2 18s.
All right, so I rolled 20s. Two times a d20.
21.
Hmm?
21
with
to hit.
Advantage.
Yeah.
With disadvantage is 21.
Well, that's a natural 20.
So that's one clone down.
Yeah, that's one clone down, and another.
You're all just one.
So you only want that only one attack hit.
All right. One hit. Then it's one down.
Yeah, you can just take the one that's.
Can I delete that? I cannot delete it.
Oh no, I got it.
Just delete that one. Thank you.
Okay. All right. After that, it is Kronos. You're up.
So I'm going to do what I did to the guys before, and I'm going to punch both of them.
Okay. Go for it.
Yeah. Oh, that's the damage. That's the wrong one.
Gotta hit him first.
Yeah. Okay, that's a 4.
That misses.
Oh, actually, it's a 10.
Yes.
That still misses.
Okay.
How dare you.
That hits.
That's a 22.
That hits. So I hit one of them.
All right, roll your damage.
I hit one of them for 7 damage.
Ooh, 7.
All right.
Wait, wouldn't you get advantage when you're actually flanking with Valendrian?
Oh.
Is that...
He's not flanking.
He's not really flanking.
Not with an image, yeah.
You would need to stand here.
Okay.
Because that's my real buddy.
Oh, yeah, true. You're body.
Or here. Well, all right, you punch one in the back of his head, and he, like, kind of steps forward, dazed a little bit, and then realizes you're behind him. And is there anything else you'd like to do?
Key point!
I'm sure love burning those on really easy people.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm trying to, like, I'm trying to kill the numbers down. Like, I'm playing a numbers game here.
Yeah, yeah.
So... key point again, same thing as before. Use a key point, flurry blows, 2 more attacks. That is an 11. Does that hit?
11? Sorry, no, it doesn't.
Okay,
another
11.
No, does not hit. You swing and both of them know you're there now, and they kind of just do some like boxing moves to get out of your way from your punches.
Well, shit.
Okay. After Kronos is Valindrian.
Yes, I would like to cast magic missiles from my hand at second level. So 2 darts for this cultist and 2 darts for that one.
Okay. Roll your damage.
Oh no, sorry, that was the wrong level. I wanna cast it at second level.
3?
So that's 3.
That's 5 damage for one.
Yes.
Okay.
And 8
for the other one.
Damn.
Okay, the one that was punched in the back of the head from Kronos goes down as your magical missiles impact against his body, and he crumples to the ground. The other one is still standing. It looks a little hurt.
Nice.
All right. And I will keep standing there.
All right. Next on the turn order is Bernard.
Right. He is gonna, again, like, as he jumps back from the chill touch attempt, the magical shield's gonna sort of shatter.
Okay.
He's gonna, again, with his shield in front and sort of reposition with the rapier, we're gonna, I warned you, and, like, you know, go with this beasting motion towards him again with the booming blade attack.
Okay.
This is now with advantage this time, so it is a natural 20.
Oh, ooh. Fuck. All right. Roll up your damage.
So that's 2d8s, 5 plus 7, so 12 plus 6 is 18.
You max one of those dies out.
Damage. Oh, I'm sorry. Then it's instead of 7, it's 8. So instead of 15, it's 16.
Okay.
Yeah, 16. Sorry. I never played with that rule. Keep forgetting it.
Yeah. It just kind of makes critting a little more like it feels like you crit. Because if you rolled like 2 ones, that would suck.
Does that not work out as 18 damage then?
It's 16 because I did 5 plus 8 now. So it's 13 plus 6. It's 18.
Yeah.
Okay.
13 plus 6 is 19.
Shut up. I'm good at math.
Yeah. Aren't we all? Okay. So you stab into him and you know, like, you might have fought in a couple dragonborns and you might know where some fatal arteries are. And you line up and do 2 quick blows and get him real good. And he actually starts to cough up some blood. Next, is that all you're doing for your turn?
Yeah, that's gonna be it. Thank you.
Next up is going to be Zex, and she's gonna, with advantage because of flanking, is gonna attack with her sword against the half orc and hits, doing 4 points damage. She cuts the half-orc across her back, and she, like, barely even acknowledges that she just got hit. Okay. That is the Dragonborn's turn. He's gonna use the disengage action to get away from you, crazy little man.
So he's taking damage when you're moving, or what?
So he's gonna take some booming blade damage.
Yeah.
That's fine.
He's taking 6 thunder damage. Jesus. As the vibrations in his veins, some of them start to pop a bit and the wounds start to bleed more.
He, like, drops to a knee and then coughs up something. But then you see him to start to concentrate on a spell that... why don't you give me a perception check to see if you can see what's happening?
Can I do Arcana? No,
sure.
Perception.
No, yeah. I mean, it is spell, so.
I mean, either way, it is 9 or less, so.
No, you can't really tell. He's in preparation of casting a spell, but he can't get it off this time.
Yeah, okay. He's not going to cast now, all right?
Yeah. He's like, he's starting to cast it, and he's not even like, looking at anybody. He's looking at the wall, and he's like looking like he's gonna cast something onto the wall. And we're back at the top of the turn order. Raku's gonna take 2 attacks. What?
But didn't one of these die here?
Yes, yeah, one of them. Sorry, I just didn't delete it.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Raku is going to take 2 attacks of opportunity, one from Zex and run from...
since you're moving.
Ventro. And she's going to go stand up and guard Dragonborn, and she will take the saber action for if anybody comes up and tries to attack them.
That's a 5 from me, so
yeah,
I
that's
don't
not gonna
hit.
Zex is gonna roll. Oh, Zex hits though. Doing another, 6 points.
Oh.
Okay. That's her turn. Valendrian, it is your turn.
Hmm.
Wait. Are you sure it's Valendrian?
Vinthro, you fucking fucks with your V names.
The V boys!
Hey, the V boys!
It is your turn. What do you want to do?
I would like to move away.
Oh, when did Print of Boots get here?
Wait. So,
what do you mean?
Cultus first. Just saying. Cultus first.
Very good.
Oh, fuck. Before yeah, me. God, I keep forgetting.
Because I have the turn order as well.
Yeah,
don't worry. I have the turn order as well. So
thank you.
I'm just making sure. That
Cultus is going to swing the one over by the three remaining Valindrians. Well, yeah, I said your name right.
Yes.
He misses. These two that just ran down the stairs, one's going to come up to you, Vinthro. One's going to come up to Zex. And both attack. Does a 14 hit you?
Not with parry.
Okay. You parry away his attack.
Actually,
and then...
no, I can't parry because of the movement, so...
What do you mean?
14
hit me. Yeah, I did a reaction to the attack. So.
Okay. Yeah. Take...
14 hits.
7 points of damage.
7 points? Dang.
Yes.
That's a lot. Ooh. Not looking so good.
Max damage.
Not looking great.
And then the other cultist that ran at Zex missed his attack. Now it is your turn, Vinthro.
Okay, now I would like to move around this bitch over here.
Okay. Sidestep
him. Yes, sidestep him a little bit, and let's just do another shatter.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Is that gonna hit the old guy? Archaeologist.
I'll say
not. He ran away. He's not really in that square.
But I'll say no.
Okay, good.
He might get a ring in his ear, but no damage.
Yeah, he'll get a bell ringing. But
so DC 13 Constitution.
Okay.
From them.
They rolled 2 17s.
Well, both save.
Okay.
However, it is still 12 damage, so half to 6.
Half to 6. Okay. Yes. Ooh, I need to roll something for Dragonborn.
Yeah, Constitution save.
He saves his concentration. But he's looking really damaged. And so is half-orc.
You know what? Let's use my last bardic inspiration on Bernie.
Okay.
The effect of the merchant is still in effect. So if the enemy want, they can also sacrifice a gemstone worth 10 gold if they have it.
They don't have any gemstones on them. Yeah, that's kind of a thing people don't just carry around on them.
Lebs.
All right, that's your turn.
Yeah.
We're going on to the human red-headed female, Lixis. She's going to swing 2 times at you, Valindrian. Or the 3 of you. Oh my god, I rolled a 1 and a 3.
That's fine with me.
yeah, so she misses both times. She's just really confused about how you just duplicated yourself. Like, she killed one of them, but it wasn't the real. She has no idea.
Yeah, it just disappeared into thin air when she struck it. So
okay, well now it's Kronos' turn. What are you doing, buddy?
I'm gonna punch the guy in front of me.
Okay.
Which is pretty much my go-to. So that would be a 24.
Nice.
Yeah, that definitely hits.
And that's gonna be an 8 damage.
Nice.
Yeah, you don't need to do any more because he is dead.
Okay, and then I'm gonna use my movement speed and I'm gonna run straight towards the half-orc.
Okay.
So now I'm next to the half-orc. I'm going to use my other unarmed strike, my second attack, punch at her.
Is that disadvantage or did... What did... She took the... What
ready action?
Yep, she readied herself in case anybody comes up. So after he attacks, she's going to attack.
Okay.
So that's an 18.
18 hits.
8 damage.
Oh my god.
You roll good damage on your unarmed strikes.
And then, how's she looking?
She's looking kind of beat up, yeah.
However, she will get an attack on you now.
That depends if she survives, because I'm going to use a key
point. No, she will still get an attack when you move up to her.
I'm going to use a key point again for flurry of blows.
How many have you used? Three? That's three now?
Yeah.
That would be his third.
Yeah.
Three out of four. I get four.
I'm just trying to keep track.
Didn't you use your bonus action already?
No.
I used my movement to run up.
Not on this turn.
Not on this
turn. I attacked the first one.
Oh, you have two attacks. Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, his bonus action is the second attack.
He does, yeah.
Yeah,
but flurry of blows is bonus action as well.
Yeah.
Yes. So he only gets three attacks. He don't get four attacks, which has been a problem. Like we talked about, it's only three attacks you get. Because you get a boom. The bonus action is flurry of blows, so you get two. So you only get three, not four. Which I realized,
So it's one attack action and
roll your
damage.
No, you can either do attack, then bonus action flurry of blows. You cannot do attack, then bonus action flurry of blows. Because the second attack you do is a bonus action.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this second.
No, you only have three attacks.
No, because remember, you only have a single attack originally. Yes. But even if somebody was dual wielding, they can use their bonus action with their offhand to hit.
Yes. To attack.
Okay.
Which you're doing at the moment.
Which is what you're doing, because
you do three if you use your.
Do I have to roll another attack for my third blows? Yeah.
Yes. So only one attack when you use a key point. So like three attacks.
11.
That misses.
Yeah.
Cheater.
Bernie is completely correct that you only get three attacks. Not four.
She is going to roll to hit you with her battle axe. And I got a natural 20.
Ooh. Yeah.
That is...
That's unfair.
Already.
That's completely unfair. 12.
That's a total of 12 plus.
Ooh, buddy. That's 20 for... that's 28 points of damage. Ooh. As she cuts into you two times like you're just a big tree.
She's half.
So I take off the four for the 10 hit points. So that's 24 damage total,
Yes. Mm-hmm. Man, you see why I'm afraid of the battle axe?
Is that your turn?
No.
Yeah, because she's a half orc, you get brutal crits.
Yeah, that's. Can a Warforged look bloody?
Yes, he can look damaged a lot.
Then I am very damaged.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Good to know. It is now Valindrian's turn.
Yes. I see that the human next to me... Oh, no, was that the half-elf?
No, human. There is no half-elf.
Human. Don't know where I got the half-elf
from. I said it on accident when I was calling the half-orc.
Okay, she's having trouble hitting me, so I will shoot some magic missiles at our dragonborn since I see he's preparing something and I don't like it.
Thank God.
Whatever it may be. Though it's only on first level, it's magic missile again.
Okay, let me roll.
All three dots on him.
Check. Well, he made his concentration check, I believe.
That's two. Well, he has three concentration checks because there's three types of damage.
Oh, you don't just do it all at once.
So that's eight damage on him, eight force damage.
But, however, you still have to roll above a 10. So
yeah, I rolled a 18, a 17, and a 14.
Yeah.
So he keeps his spell going.
Fucker.
how much damage though?
Five, eight.
That's eight.
Jesus. Yeah, he's looking really bad though.
Finish him.
Is that's that my turn. That's my
Bernard,
turn.
Bernard, you're up.
Finish him.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Oh,
that's gonna be a boom boom blade. So 16 plus
you hit.
Plus six. four plus six damage is 10.
10? Yeah, he's still up.
Action search.
Thank God.
For honestly, another booming blade, I can do it. 18 plus 6, that also hits.
Jesus.
He did.
For another 5 plus 6, so 11 damage.
Oh my God, he's gone.
Just die already.
He's still alive. Almost.
What? What? Motherfucker!
He's been nearly dead like twice though. He's
two more concentration throws though.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I succeeded. I rolled a 20 and a 19.
Motherfucker.
Right.
Motherfucker. Motherfucker.
If he's gonna take 2d8 from my green blades. That's all I can do. I'm not so sure, but it's
not.
I don't think they stack.
Nothing stacks in D&D. So
no,
because there are two spells. That's the thing.
Yeah.
If there's spells, not concentration.
It's not concentration. So
if it's a spell, then yeah, because it'd be like.
But honestly, however
spells.
You wanna rule it.
No, that's fine. I'm good with it. All right, so you tack into this guy, but his willpower is strong, and he is still. And he is also still, he made his concentration checks. At this point, you see a portal starting to open up.
I knew it. I knew it.
And now it is Zex's turn. He's going to run over and help Valindrian with Lixis and swing with her sword. Nope. Rolled a 5. I think all my good rolls are gone.
Gone.
Rolls a 5. She comes swinging in with her sword, but Lixis, the human red-headed female, blocks it with her blade, parries it, and now it is the Dragonborn's turn. He is going to cast Chaos Bolt. That's you, Bernard. So. Got a natural 20.
Oh no.
I'll allow it.
I'm gonna make
allow it.
The damage poison. Mm-hmm. So you'll take. Oh my god.
He's a fighter. He can take it.
This is not gonna be good. Okay, so 22 points of damage as this poisonous.
Good feature there.
Poisonous, like, ball of just chaos comes and hits you against your chest. I also need you to make a constitution saving throw.
You got it. Right. So, where's my die? Here it is. 9 plus 4.
Oh,
so
you are now poisoned.
You had advantage on that throw.
You now have disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks.
I do have advantage because of stat resilience.
Poison. Okay, then roll again.
That was an 18 plus.
Oh,
okay. 4.
Yep. You.
Thank you. Yep. I missed that one. I was like, I have poison.
I was just making sure that because you said you're resistant, that normally gives you advantage on saving throws.
Your resistance against poison?
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm a stout halfling.
It's so fucking
okay.
It's a good thing.
That doesn't make sense, but okay.
It's sort of a dwarven ancestry thing.
Yeah. No, I know what it is, but yeah, okay. You still take all that damage, so
11, right?
And then
just halved.
He is going to at the end of his turn the portal opens and
is he gonna move?
He needs to move.
I'm trying to think
how... Is he moving?
He's gonna go fall through the fucking portal there on the other side.
Yeah, I mean, he's gonna try to go, but then takes enough damage to knock him down. So I'm gonna roll pure luck check to see if his limp body falls through the portal.
Can I
15
use
or
my,
higher? He does.
Use my reaction to attack opportunity if he starts moving.
Sorry,
well,
death, but...
it's kind of pointless because he's like from moving, he's at such low health, the damage is already taking him down. But I'm gonna do the luck check. So like you could, but it's not gonna do anything. You know what I mean?
Right.
If he moves, he's going down, is what I'm saying. But I'm rolling a pure luck check to see if his limp body will fall into the portal, which 15 or higher it does. Anything below 15, it does not.
Oh, I don't like this.
Nope, he does not.
Yes.
He just crumples to the ground in front of you.
Breaking
and the portal
Williams
closes.
Plans.
Nice.
Or it doesn't close automatically, it starts to close.
I jump through. No, just...
You die.
We just see the DM's eyes just like crumble, his plans, everything scatters.
15% chance, that's insane.
Okay, that's his turn. We're back at Raku, who's the half orc. She is going to pound her chest and scream out, and she's gonna swing at you, Kronos.
Oh, if she hits, that's me dumb.
19 to hit?
Yeah, that hits. I'm done. Doesn't matter what damage, I'm pretty much done here. So.
Okay, well, 12 damage?
Yeah, that's me done. I'm done.
Okay, Kronos goes down. She turns around and looks at you, Bernard. Swings at you. I think this is gonna miss. 16.
Yeah. I've got a 17.
And she misses at you. Bonus action.
Illegal.
Nope, she already used that. Never mind.
Illegal.
She's gonna like kind of stand in. No, she's. Oh yeah, she would be like right here. She's gonna stand like practically in front of you, and the Dragonborn. So just picture her here. Okay. Cultists are dead. Oh, nope, there's one left.
There's one next to me.
He's going to swing at you.
Yep.
5.
Does not hit.
Okay, he swings and
what about this
you.
One here?
He's dead.
He's dead. Sorry.
Well, then. Nice, thank
sorry.
You.
Sorry. Okay. Now it is Venthro's turn.
Hey, beautiful, I'm not done with you. I would like to cast for my next trick dissonant whispers.
Distant
whispers, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
She has to make a wisdom saving throw up to 13.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
Oh, I got a natural 20 though.
Well,
I've
half
rolled
damage.
Like 4 of those.
Half damage.
Okay.
5 damage. Psychic.
Psychic? Okay.
Yes.
She's looking pretty hurt.
Okay. And I would like to move around this guy again. Just like down here.
Yeah, yeah. That's fine.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's my turn. I have no more inspirations to give.
Alexis's turn. She's gonna swing once it.
Remember, Bernie, yeah. You still have inspiration from me.
Mm-hmm. She's gonna swing once at Zex and once at Venthro or Valindrian. 18 to hit Valindrian, and she does hit Zex. Does 18 hit you, one of your guys?
Yes, I need to roll. Yeah, another duplicate dies.
Okay.
Could delete that.
Yep, I will. So it's this one right here. Okay. Well, that is her turn. Kronos, you're up.
That's a saving throw.
That would be a saving throw. Oh,
natural 20!
That's 2 saves. So
you
saved twice.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
Aren't you back at 1 hit point?
Depend on the DM.
Oh, okay.
I do it as 2.
Right.
And then natural ones are 2.
Minus,
fails.
Yeah, the 2 fails.
Oh, it gave me 1 hit point anyway, so.
Oh, that must be off. The standard rule. Yeah, take that off. Okay. Who's next? Valindrian.
Yeah, I will cast Toll the Dead on the human and... toxic green aura coming from my hands and...
Why is it always a toxic green aura?
Because it's necromancy.
Why can't it be pink?
Yeah, why can't it be pink? My shadow is pink.
Oh, no, wait.
Like void black.
That's a wisdom saving throw. You don't need to do a wisdom saving throw. She needs to.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, wisdom saving throw.
I got a 14. 6.
Yeah, so she takes 1d12. No,
okay.
That's 1d8.
1d8. Oh yeah, she has. She's taking damage. So
she has been damaged, so it's a d12, and she.
Oh!
You got it, boy. Oh.
My life. Fuck my life.
A one you are point the of damage. One. Cool. All right. So your spell takes effect. You can see it take effect. It just doesn't seem to affect her very much.
Yeah, a hair of her turns gray or something.
Yeah, yeah. Her bangs turn gray and it looks really fashionable.
But yeah, that's my very useful turn.
Kronos, give me another saving throw. Death saving throw.
Already again?
Yeah.
Hey.
What? Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry.
It's Bernard's turn.
Sorry.
It's about to say.
I don't know what I was doing. Bernard, it's your turn. That doesn't count.
Not next time.
No. No. It doesn't count.
Don't worry, I'll heal you before that happens.
Maybe. So the half-orc sort of bustled between me and the dragon.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of in front of you now.
Is the portal still going?
Yes. It looks like it's starting to close.
I mean, she looks pretty bad anyway, so
yeah,
I'm just
gonna...
Yeah. No need to be fancy. So booming blade, 4 + 10.
No.
Inspiration, right?
What?
Yeah, you have bardic inspiration.
D6.
It's a
D6. Come on, baby. So another 4, so that puts it to 14.
No, still doesn't hit.
Damn it.
Come on, whatever. No way, yeah, it's 18, does it not?
Huh?
So 4 plus 6 plus 4.
No,
so 14.
14, yeah.
Oh, 14. Mm.
Quick maths.
Sadly.
Okay. Is that your turn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like,
Zex is going to yell out, get the artifact. Kind of towards you, Bernard. And then she's going to swing at Lixus. Gets a 7. So that's not going to hit even with her modifier. She swings, and again, the human female just parries away her attack. And then it is he needs to make a death saving throw. Okay, that's not good. All right, back at the top of the turn order is the half.
Did the portal close?
Huh?
Did the portal close? Damn it!
She is going to swing at you 2 times, Bernard.
Don't you dare fall.
I got a 17 for my first one.
Oh, yeah, that meets the AC.
I got another 17.
So, yeah, 2 hits.
No, when it meets your AC in our games, it misses.
Right. Yeah, I'll get used to it. So,
those
misses,
meet?
I suppose. Yeah, they both meet.
Okay. Well, yeah, then she misses both times. That's good.
Oh my god, you got so lucky.
You're lucky bastard.
Really high amount of damage. Yeah, you kind of just dodge, duck and dodge, dive.
I'm
duck,
really
dodge,
afraid of a fucking battle axe. They're so fucking devastating.
Yeah, that's.
They really are.
That's her turn. Cultist member, gonna swing at you, the last one remaining at Vinthro. Gets a 16.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay.
Even with a parry.
Well, I only rolled a 1 on my damage die, so take 4 points of damage.
4, okay.
Yep.
That is... I'm looking really bad,
that's,
but I can still stand.
The cultist's turn. It is now your turn.
Okay, fuck this cultist turn. Oh, fuck this cultist. I'm running away from him.
Are you gonna disengage?
Yeah, take an take an opportunity.
Got a natural 20.
I would like to cast.
Not even lying.
Healing word. Not going to do anything. Actually, no, I can't do it. No.
I think it's done.
Yeah.
8 points of slashing damage across your back as you run to try to make it towards the Dragonborn. How you
looking? There you go.
No. You go down. Okay. Yeah. As you're running, you get cut across the back and then just fall to your knees and you are unconscious. Okay. Interesting.
I tried.
This is turning out a lot interesting than I thought it would. Okay. It is Lixus's.
I needed my axe for taking that goddamn fucking
turn.
Thing.
And She's gonna disengage from you two. 15, 20, 30. Okay. Can't really do anything else there. She has made it all the way up to the dragon board and the half orc. And now it's Cronus. Make another dex death saving throw, not a dex saving throw.
There you go. Now
11
you're
saves,
up.
You come back up with one hit point.
Oh, now you come back
but
up.
But that's your turn.
Well, yeah, he made three successful rolls.
Oh, so. Oh, yeah, but in your. Yeah,
he's
I don't.
Stable.
How did we do it? Is he now back to one hit point or is he stable? Because when he's stable,
stable
he's unconscious,
stable.
But won't
yeah.
die.
We'll say
he's
stable.
Done.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
We'll so that makes more sense.
Yeah.
So still unconscious, you just don't have to do any death saving throws.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Next up is Valindrian.
Right.
Kill them. Please, just kill both of them. Just shoot them. Shoot
you have two party members that are down on the ground unconscious.
Oh, don't worry about me. Yeah.
The Dragonborn is unconscious. The
thing is,
orc is looking pretty bad. Lixus is looking completely fine.
Have the chance to be the one and only V.
The thing is, I could take the artifact or do some more damage.
Then take the artifact.
Well, remember, they have the map and the artifact now.
Yes.
And there's a portal that is closing. You don't know how soon it's going to close. Actually, give me an insight check on it. Arcane check. Arcana. Or 16? Shit. About two more turns and that's closed completely.
Oh.
But yeah, if I don't use my action now to snatch the artifact, Lixus will definitely do that.
Yeah, and she's full HP.
I will let you know the map was the Dragonborn was holding on to the map and its holder. That is on the ground next to him, and then you obviously know where the artifact is.
So I have artifact. But I can only get one with my action.
Yes.
So what to take?
Up to you. They can't read the
I'm
map.
I'm gonna say
the...
if you wanna try to go for both of them, I'm gonna give Lixus, not the half orc, the human, an attack of opportunity on you. Because you're right in front of her.
He's not moving over there. He's going down.
No. I will use my mage hand, which has a range of 30 feet.
Now we're thinking.
But
yeah,
the mage hand can only hold one item.
Yes. But one's better than both of them.
Yes. Take the artifact. Take the artifact. Please take the artifact.
I have 15, and I still have one illusory duplicate, and I can still use shield as a reaction. So I think I will go for both and walk over there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll say if you want to use Mage Hand, takes your action, bonus action to try to get the map. And then, of course, you have your reaction.
I will try to take both.
Okay.
The map and the spyglass. So give me the attack.
Well, hey, I rolled a 6 on my attack of opportunity against you. So even with the modifier, it's only 8. So
I used my action and bonus action now, right?
Yes. So I don't know if you have any more movement, but you do now successfully have, as you know what the map is, you fling it around your shoulder. Like I said, there's a strap on it so you can wear it like a backpack. You do that really quick. And then your mage hand, as you're doing that, you focus on your mage hand to grab a hold of this golden handle. And as you pull it out, it looks exactly like a magnifying glass. Right, oh. But the whole frame and the handle is all in really nice gold, and there's hieroglyphics all around the handle.
Now I'm standing here in front of them with two things that they want, and
yes.
I don't feel safe.
I don't feel safe. You should not feel safe next to that half-orc.
No,
but I
cannot...
you still have your reaction, so, because you didn't
yeah.
have to use it. So you
I just
can't
misty
extra.
Step out of it, but that's okay.
Okay.
I still have mage armor going, and yeah, that's my turn.
Yeah,
just need to stay alive now.
Okay. Bernard, it's your turn. You just had a near-death experience.
How bad does the human look?
The human looks fine.
Looks fine.
The half-orc looks pretty beat up. But she, like, has this look in her eye. She's breathing really heavy. Like, she's still got fight in her.
I know exactly what you're going to do when she goes down.
I'm gonna look. I don't trust the strength of these two women. They look hecka strong. So
yeah, even the humans like pretty buff, like buffer than any of you guys. Like they're pretty beefy.
I'm
women.
Going to whistle towards Valendrian.
Okay.
And as he looks at me, you will see how as Bernard drops the rapier to the ground, he's gonna reach towards the map and the artifact to take them from you.
Oh, like a handoff.
Valendrian. Yeah, he's gonna try to take.
Okay.
I'll let you take them.
Okay. I'll give it willing. To you. I'll say. Just to make things interesting,
mm-hmm.
since you them. Are reaching past the half orc, kind of, I'm gonna give her an attack of opportunity.
Sure.
Okay.
Interesting mm-hmm. enough. We don't need that.
but I rolled a 10, so plus 13.
Go fish.
Go fish. She swings and you like you grab a hold just in time, and just with your lightning fast reflexes of being a halfling, you are able to pull it back just in time. I'm gonna say that's gonna take your action though.
Yeah, I agree. And having the map holster and like this big magnifying glass and the like buckler shield hand, he's gonna just start bolting it.
Okay, well, she already used her reaction, so she can't attack you.
We need to get out of here.
Five.
Yeah.
Don't worry, man.
Zex, as you run up to Zex and she sees you have it, she's like, okay, let's get out of here, and she's yelling that to she doesn't know you two are down. She's yelling that at you. She's focused at you, Bernard. She doesn't know the other two are down, so she's like, let's get out of here.
That's okay, gonna be my turn.
All right,
so we just leave him.
It is Zex's turn. She's gonna scope the room and actually realize that there are two people down. She's going to run up to help you, Valendrian, to kind of take off the heat, so...
Just remember, there is still a cultist alive.
Oh, yeah. She's going to go kill him real fast. Or try to, at least. God damn it. Rolled another 5. That's the third 5.
Why can you not roll good with her?
I don't...
God damn it. All the fucking crits were to the fucking enemies.
She swings and misses the cultist.
That's intentional.
No, it's
fucking
not.
Hacking, boys.
I gotta make another death saving throw. Okay. That's interesting to see how that pans out in the future. Okay, back at the top. It is the half-orc's turn. She's gonna turn and look at you, Valendrian.
Hello, battle axe.
Bonjour.
Oh my god, you are so lucky. On both of her attacks, I rolled a 6, which turned out to be not enough, and then 11, 14.
Yeah, that just matches.
Oh, so okay. No, well, then it doesn't hit. So
yes.
She like you like kind of jump away on the backswing that you've kind of seen her do. She does like a sweeping motion to do her double attack, and it like cuts your fabric, and you feel the blade against your skin.
Oh, you don't! You dare!
Yep,
that's
yep, there's a cut.
That's
right
my robe,
right where your abs are. There's a little cut, not too big, and you felt the blade against your skin, but you don't even get cut. You jumped just enough far,
just shaven a bit.
Yep, just a little shaven. That's right. All right, that's
circumcised.
Cultist.
Yeah, she's not in her right mind, so she wouldn't do that. Cultist swings at. What's her nuts? Hits. Zex. Swings at Zex. I mean, 6 damage. Okay. And then it is the Vindthrall's turn. Mr. Vindthrall.
Natural 20. So that's two success.
Cool. Wow. What are
just
you doing?
Nonchalantly. Oh, yeah, it's natural 20.
Natural 20.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter, yeah. I'm unconscious.
Oh, you're both you're stable.
I mean, you're
I'm unconscious.
On the ground. Yeah, that's 2 saves.
Okay. I need one more to be stable.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, true.
All right, that's your turn. Lixus is going to go and...
Hello?
She's going to pick up the body of the... You can... you need a special feat for that, don't you, bud?
It's for action don't to get pick him up.
Do spells get attack of opportunity?
No, it's only melee.
No,
yeah, that's what I thought.
But,
okay,
but I have. No, I don't have.
You don't
anything.
Have Warcaster.
Yeah, she's gonna pick up the body of the Dragonborn and jump through the portal, and they disappear.
Well, good that she's gone.
Yeah,
sure.
Both of them
does she
disappear.
Not need, like an acrobatic check for that.
No, it's an action to pick him up and then drag him half its half her movement.
Dragonborn's not very big, and she's a very big human, very strong.
Yeah, and she can like move people half her movement. Yeah. Sorry.
And as she's running out, she says, "Raku, come on, let's go." And that is her turn. Kronos, you are stable. That's your turn. Valindrian, you just saw the human pick up the dragonborn. Yeah.
Leave her
jump through a portal.
She jumps through. Give her my number.
Do I have, I still have one spell slot. How do you rule it with spells and actions and bonus actions? I'm thinking about doing a magic missile as an action, and then I have my bonus action for a Misty Step, though if you take it rules by as written, you cannot cast two spells in a turn.
If the spell says it requires a bonus action, I say you can cast it.
All right.
And a spell. Because like if it takes a bonus action, I don't understand that either. And what's the point of having a spell being a bonus action?
Because counterspell.
Yeah. Well, just for Misty Step, it would be cool to do that. I will first Misty Step out of the way to over here with Bernard has everything.
Yeah.
And she will go away. Then I will cast... How hurt does this cultist look?
That's not the good.
Actually, he looks in great health.
He has a well, then I...
He exercises daily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With the heart.
Should I go for the orc or the cultist?
Up to you.
Well, the cultist wants to leave. I guess so, because her companion said so, but... Yeah, I will help Zex out and shoot some more magic missiles at the cultist.
Okay. Roll your damage.
Magic missile.
Yeah.
3, 6, 8.
Eight
force damage.
So 8 missiles blow up into him. I don't even know what magic missile would look like.
I have a GIF for that actually, but I don't. That's unfortunate that you cannot use GIFs.
They all explode over his body, and he spits up some blood. Looks pretty hurt.
Well, I imagine it to be just like several darts of magic energy.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured. Okay, is that all you're doing?
Yeah, I still have my move. I still have my movement.
You already moved.
No, you used
face. No, that was with Misty Step.
Oh, yeah, Misty Step, yeah.
So sorry. I still have movement.
He's just gonna dip out the room.
Walk outside.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Piece of shit.
You know. Oh, no, I don't. Wait, no, I don't need to do that.
Oh.
Bernard has the items, I guess.
Bernard has the items. I was about to say, what the fuck are you doing, man?
Then it's not necessary, no. Then I will hold my position.
Okay. That's your turn. Bernard, it's your turn. You have all of the stuff.
This is a difficult situation. Do I risk it?
Let her leave.
No.
Yes, no. Let her leave.
No, what? I'm not letting her leave. I'm just debating how I'm not letting her leave.
Leave. Okay, sorry. What I'm going to do, a bit riskier, but I like it. Bernard's going to drop the map and the artifact.
Okay.
Really?
He's going to run up to her. And he's going to make a fist and go towards her, like jump and go towards her temple. Okay. And as he does that, the rapier is going to materialize in his hand with the hilt towards the orc. I'm going to try to do a non-lethal to knock her out.
Okay. Go for it. Roll for attack.
I don't have inspiration anymore, so come on.
Nope.
Nat 20. Let's see it.
Oof. 12.
Nope. Okay. As you're flying through the air, she just fucking grabs you by the arm and like swings you onto the ground, and now you're not prone. You're just, I was just a little there.
Fine, all right. I mean, you risk it, you do it.
Yeah.
It's gonna be my turn.
Okay, good turn. I like it. Zex is gonna swing at the cultist again. Come on. God damn it. Rolled 7.
She sucks.
Yeah. You know, she's an archaeologist, right? Still. She swings with her sword and the cultist parries it away. And then it is Valindrian's turn.
Yeah. Where are the artifacts lying?
Don't I need to roll before that and the cultist goes before Valindrian?
Oh, shit. I keep forgetting.
And she goes she goes before me as well. So.
Who? Well, we weren't at the top. We're still like.
But not Sax just went. Then it's
two entries for Valindrian.
Then it's the top.
Oh, why are there two entries for?
Because his clone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You can just delete one. The lower one.
It's Raku now.
Thank
you. Raku goes and she's gonna.
It's her first.
Really doesn't want to do this, but she's going to take the disengage action and jump through the portal.
Ish.
She's gone.
Yeah. She means I can charm her another time.
I love her. Come back.
Leave me. With that, it's a cultist turn, and he's just going to swing. Hits.
That's one dedicated motherfucking cultist.
All right, you see him cut into Zex pretty good. She's starting to look pretty bad for wares. That's his turn. Okay, now roll a death save.
Death save.
Aunt's rapier.
That's two fails.
Okay. Second fail. Elixus is gone. Kronos, you're still stable.
Wait, that's your second fail?
Yeah, because it was a natural one.
Oh, no, so you're on two fails and two...
Yes, fails and two saves.
Fuck, no.
It is your turn, Valindrian.
Well,
you still see Kronos and then throw on the ground, not moving.
Fuck. Cannot let Bart die.
Well, Bernie is there as well.
Bernie, do you have any healing?
I do have potions on me, and you know that.
Not as a fighter.
I know that.
I've potions on me.
Overwhelming charisma.
Is that a healing potion?
Yes, I have two healing potions that we got from the alchemist.
All right, yeah, then I will.
I have one on me as well because of the help.
Yeah,
then
I
will.
But to be fair, if you kill the cultist, then combat is over. You can do whatever you want then.
Yeah, and you
might die. No, I'm not gonna risk that.
Well, Bernie is also there, just saying.
That's opportunity, right?
Yes, it is. Go for it.
Okay. That's a hit for sure. 21.
You still have the clone.
Yeah. Let me roll.
Yeah,
yep, my last clone gets destroyed.
Okay.
And I will pull out the healing potion from Winthrow's pocket and force it down his throat.
All right, you roll up your health for that.
Give me a sec. I will roll it in a second. No, I have it in my inventory, so I'll just roll it there. There you go. Healing, normal.
2d4 plus 4.
Yes, 6.
Okay.
So
you come back to life. Not life, but you come from not being
unconscious. Yeah, back to 6 health.
All right. That's my turn then. Yes.
Bernard, you're up. There's one cultist left.
That's going to be magic missiles into the cultist.
Okay.
Just the rapier snaps with the sharp ends towards it, and three attacks go.
I think he's down.
He's dead.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, they all impact against his body, and he like it lifts him up off his feet, and then he falls on his back, and he's not breathing. And that is combat over. Good job, everybody.
And
with combat over, our adventurers are beaten and bruised pretty good. And now that they have both artifacts to find this lost city, will they be able to find it indeed? Who knows? But let's find out on the next episode of The Lost City of Negahamu.
Now you got it right.